Well, you ready to do Coffee and Devotions? All right. Well, good morning and welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord.
And today we're going to finish all the wisdom literature.
That's right. This year we'll finish all the wisdom literature. Well, this morning we're at Psalm 91. I'm going to grab some coffee.
Okay.
I'm going to have some coffee. Yeah, we don't have tea ready for you. We'll pray and we'll get into God's Word. All right, let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you that you care for us and that you watch over us. Lord, we pray that you would lead us and direct us this morning, that we would love you, believe you, and follow you. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, I burnt my mouth there when I drank that hot coffee. Okay, you ready? It was hot. Okay, here we go. Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. What do you think that means? He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I will trust.
It's like it's his fortress and he's strong, not weak.
That's right. God is strong and not weak. Will God protect him? Surely. He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler. Do you know what a fowler is? Somebody who catches birds.
I got you.
That's right. And from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His trust shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday.
Oh. And birdflies, birdcatchers can't get bored because they fly so fast.
Well, some people are good at catching birds, but what is he saying here? Is he going to be afraid like that? No. 1,000 may fall at your right side, and 10,000 may fall at your right side, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eye shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Right? So is he worried about God's judgment?
Mm-mm.
No. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Well, what did it say about the angels?
To keep the angels guard over you.
The angels guard you?
Mm-hmm.
No way.
They guard Jesus' angels.
Yeah, the angels ministered to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think angels minister to you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the book of Hebrews says that the angels care for us.
Even though we're sinful,
that's a good point. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You're right, this is talking about Jesus. We just read about this in family devotions, didn't we? Isn't that what Satan told Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
And what did Jesus say to Satan when he said
Nope,
you shall not put the Lord your God to the
test.
Right, yeah, you shouldn't put the Lord your God to the test. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra. The young lion and the serpent shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Who do you think this is talking about?
Maybe this popped out of the car and now he's going in the car.
Well, we're not talking about the cats right now. But we're talking about, what is this talking about?
Jesus is the strongest man in the world.
You think Jesus is the strongest man in the world? Who delivered Jesus? Who was with Jesus even in his darkest hour?
It was God.
Yeah, his father was still with... Did his father leave him in the grave?
Mm-mm.
Did he leave him on the cross?
Mm-mm.
What did he do?
He raised him up on Friday.
Well, he raised him up on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he raised him up from the dead. Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we couldn't raise up.
Nope, we can't raise ourselves up. So what do you think we should do? What do you think? How do you think this should look in your life?
I think it should be good news because...
It should be good news because...
Someone brought it to us, the apostles.
Oh, because we got the apostles brought us good news like this about Jesus? Yeah, do we have a refuge? Do we have a refuge and a fortress?
Yes.
Where is our refuge and our fortress? Is it the chicken coop?
Nope. It's Jesus.
It's Jesus. That's right. We have a refuge and a fortress in Jesus. That's right. Where's your refuge? Where's your fortress? Are you relying upon Jesus Christ alone? Do you love him and seek after him? You still tired?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you that we have a refuge, a high tower, a fortress, Jesus Christ. We thank you that you have brought us your one-of-a-kind son and that you love us. Lord, we pray that you would care for us because of your love for your son. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Can I just say something? Yeah. If Jesus wasn't so righteous enough, Jesus didn't die on the cross, then we wouldn't be saved.
You're right. If Jesus wasn't righteous, and if Jesus didn't die on the cross, we wouldn't be saved. Mm-mm. Aren't you glad Jesus lived a perfect life? Aren't you glad he died for your sins?
Uh-huh. And he lives forever.
He does live forever. You're right. Well, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you today. May you have peace in your soul, knowing that you have peace with God. And we'll see you tomorrow. You want to say goodbye?
Bye.
Bye. See you tomorrow.